Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Peace. I hate the word.
I got trust the funk. I got one leg in a bucket of chicken.
Gonna put a little cornstarch on my werewolf, man.
Luigi Mario.
Hello, and welcome to Mission Zach's Leguizamarama mini episodes. That's right, we're back for a Q&A. A whole four of you asked for another one of these, so you're bloody welcome. My name is Mish Wittrup. You might know me from the mini episodes of yesteryear that we did 3 months ago. And I'm joined, as always, by my very good friend, Zachary Ruane, who you might know from
The main Leguizamarama episodes, where we watch films or projects starring John Leguizamo.
That's fucking right. We just thought we'd film?
You idiot.
Fucking stupid bitch. I was doing so well. We thought we'd record a little cheeky Q&A, bank it a little bit, just in case we need to take a Friday off.
So if you're listening to this episode, Zach's having another episode. If you're listening to this episode, Zach's having another mental health crisis.
That's it. So if you're listening to this episode, check in.
Check in.
Just see if he's doing all right. I can guarantee you that he's got a very good support system and he will get through this.
That's why you're listening to this, is Zach couldn't come in last Friday to talk about an episode. Or Mish.
So either Zach is having a mental breakdown or I'm having a very pleasant weekend away in Torquay.
And Mish has gone, I'm doing the, and I've gone, well, can we do it on Thursday? And Mish has gone, okay. And I've gone, actually, I'm having a mental health crisis.
Yeah, so that's most likely what's happened. But also, last time we did a Q&A, a whole bunch of you were like, I really loved the Q&A. And so we just thought, why not? I actually really like recording them because I like talking about myself.
That's what we do regardless of the topic of the episode.
So by putting Q&A in the title, it gives us free rein to talk about ourselves without the guilt.
So, yeah. But, welcome to this banked Q&A episode. We are going to try and keep our references vague and non-specific to the time or to episodes we've just done because who knows, this could come out many... Mish said at the start from 3 months ago, maybe it's 6 months ago now, maybe it's a year. Who knows when this is going to come out? Probably next week because
now we know we have it. We're going well. Yeah. Because now we know we have a banked episode. We're going to use it.
We're going to use it.
I will say as well that if we probably will record a couple of these at some point in our podcast life. So we have a little cheeky Q&A question in our story highlights on Instagram. So feel free to chuck your questions in there, which is what we will be referring to this very eve.
Yeah. Do you want to do the first question or do you want me to?
I'll do it, sure. So first question I've got here is from Clams for Breakfast, and they've said, what's your favourite type of biscuit? I have an answer.
Something. Okay, you go first.
There's a brand called Koala Biscuits.
Oh, yeah.
And they do a lemon butter filled biscuit.
Okay.
I found out they were vegan about a year ago.
Cool.
And I lost my mind. They're like a little shortbread lemon filled biscuit.
I don't know Koala. Has it got like a filling?
Lemon filling. I just said that.
No, you said butter filled.
Yeah, no, lemon butter.
Right, yeah. Because I thought initially like it was filled with butter.
Yum.
I would have to say it's got to be something with an element that isn't just biscuit. I don't love like a dry biscuit. Does it have to be like a packaged biscuit?
No, mate.
Probably like a chewy choc chip cookie.
Home baked?
Or baked, like freshly baked. Probably like a bakery baked. Chewy.
Yeah, yum.
Like I do a really good one. I do a really good choc chip cookie, and
choc chip cookies.
Yeah, but I haven't quite nailed the vegan version.
No, they were really good. Do you know what I think?
They're fine. They've got a bit of a weird aftertaste with the egg replacer I use.
You know, a controversial opinion. I don't know. Is this controversial? I love nuts, not my cookies. I hate I hate a surprise walnut in a chocky chip cookie.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I think walnuts make my mouth taste waxy. Your turn.
What do you guys think your favourite Legs... What think Legs... Oh, what do you guys think Legs' favourite movie is?
Oh, that he's been in or just generally speaking?
I reckon that he's been in.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. I saw an interview once where he actually said the most fun he had, and I've forgotten what it was.
Like either The Pest or...
Critical Thinking?
I think he would have mixed feelings about Critical Thinking.
Latin History for Morons, probably.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was his favourite.
Film, though. I reckon he probably had a great time on Chef.
Yeah, who wouldn't have a good time on Chef?
I reckon Chef would have been a great movie to be in.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Because I reckon... I think it would be quite challenging for an actor because there's nothing to grab onto. You're just like, hey, I'll have a Cubano, thank you.
Yum, yum.
It's quite challenging to do. I would overthink that.
I reckon he probably had a really fun time doing like a Die Hard 2 because it's his first proper move and it's with Bruce Willis. Like, come on. He probably got some real good memes from that.
Yeah, I reckon, though, I'm going to go with Chef.
I'm going to go with The Pest because I think he's probably most proud of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, like this is a nice little follow-up to the Chef response. Why haven't you done Chef yet? It's arguably Leguizamo's best performance.
Great question. We're trying to space out the big ones.
Yeah, and also it's Zach's favourite. So we're hyper aware that it is. Like we did Tu Wong Fu with Reese Nicholson. Tu Wong Fu is arguably my favourite. But it was the right time.
It was right. You don't want to do, like, because the thing is, there's like, we're only like a third of the way through this, not even.
Mm.
And you don't want to do all of his best stuff, all of his most well-known stuff all at once. You kind of want to sprinkle it through. I think I'd love to do Chef with a chef.
Okay. Do we know any chefs?
I'll get on George.
What?
Get George on.
I don't think George would want to be on a podcast. We could ask a lot of men I've dated. I could just be like, can we grab a coffee? And they'll be like, oh, where? And I'll be like, oh, at this address. And they rock up and it's the podcast studio.
Yeah, I love that.
And we're just like, we just want to talk about this movie called Chef.
I was thinking about a celebrity chef.
Okay. Who would definitely say yes?
I would reach out.
Pete Everett?
Yeah.
If we could get Pete Evans on.
No, I don't want him.
If he said to you, I want to do an episode of your podcast.
Is that Activated Arm and Psycho?
Yeah.
No.
So if he said to you, like if he called you, so, okay, hypothetical, your phone rings, ring. You answer the phone.
Yeah.
You go, hello, this is Zach Ruane. Oh, you wouldn't. You'd just be like, hello.
Hello.
We'll
act it out. Hello.
Hello, Zach Ruane.
Yep.
It's Pete Evans here. How you going?
Pete Evans from Surfing the Menu.
Yeah, from My Kitchen Rules.
From My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah.
I loved My Kitchen Rules.
Oh, thank you so much, Zach. How are you doing today?
It was you and Surfing the Menu guy.
Yeah, it was. You're right.
I didn't care as much. No, I loved My Restaurant Rules.
You're thinking My Restaurant Rules. I did My Kitchen Rules with Manu Fidel.
Yeah, no, I didn't love My Kitchen Rules.
All right. Zach, mate, I'm just going to cut straight to the chase. We're talking business.
Okay.
I hear you have a podcast called Mission Zach's Leguizamarama.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
My favourite film is Chef.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Look, I noticed that you guys haven't recorded it yet. I'm a big fuckhead.
Yeah.
Just give me one second. I'm just going to finish feeding this baby some bone broth. Uh-huh. Sorry, one
yeah,
second.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Would you like to have me on your podcast to do Chef?
Oh,
I'd really like to.
Oh, thank you so much for reaching out, Peter. Thank you. That's really cool.
It's not a problem. I can be there whenever you want.
Listen, I have no idea when we're going to be doing... No, Zach, no. Stop being passive.
Don't be passive, Zach.
Use the assertive communication that your psychologist taught you.
Pete Evans has no problems being assertive.
Pete.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for asking to be a part of my podcast.
You're welcome.
Whilst it's a small podcast, more of a side project for me, and doesn't have a huge listenership, I fundamentally disagree with some of your values and ideas, and I worry that giving you a platform could help you to spread things that, in my opinion, are very, very dangerous. I believe in vaccinations, and I believe in other causes that you have stated unequivocally you don't believe in. I'm all for you having the right to express those ideas and discuss them, but I am not well equipped enough, smart enough, articulate enough to fact check everything you say, and as such, I don't think it would be responsible of me to have you on the podcast.
Zach, 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 you silly boy. You sound like a dumb, uneducated fuck.
Beep, beep. I hung up on Pete Evans. It would be a hard pass for me.
Yeah, I would say yes to a lot of people if they asked to be on this podcast.
I'd have Jordan Peterson on, but not Pete Evans.
Would you?
I think Zach.
Yeah, I think I would. No, again, because I wouldn't be able to whittle. I'd only have Jordan Peterson on if I could also have, like,
yeah,
someone equally smart from the left on to kind of say, no, that's incorrect. Maybe we could have Pete Evans on and an epidemiologist.
Right. I'm going to throw some controversial figures at you, and you have to say yes or no to whether you would have them on.
And I think what I've decided on is I would only have them on if there was a counterweight.
Okay, so let's say that there is a counterweight on. Let's see if you would say yes or no to the following people. Mike Pence.
No.
Clementine Ford.
Yes, yeah.
Would you have Hitler?
No.
Okay. Just throwing it out there, Pete Evans.
Yes, if I could also have a doctor on.
Okay,
like
great.
Like an expert in like epidemiology and health.
Okay. There's currently a big cunt on Married at First Sight at the moment. Would you have him on?
No.
Not even if there was a counter?
I just don't think I'm getting it. No.
Weinstein?
No.
Okay. So we agree so far. Everyone you've said, I agree with you, which is really, really great.
I also think that our silly podcast, I wouldn't want to get someone on that was controversial with me being the counterpoint. I think that's always when it becomes a problem, because I'd be like, Jordan, I think what you said about lobsters doesn't... And then he'd be like, well, actually, you're wrong. And I'd be like, okay. Pete Evans would be like, enough about vaccinations. What about hugging? And I'd be like, Jordan, Pete Evans.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're next.
Okay. When was the last time you were happy?
Oh, my God.
And that's from Callum Simpson, 3078.
I'm happy. I'm very happy today. I had a particularly happy moment today when I picked up my puppy from doggy daycare.
Yeah, lovely.
So I put my doggy in for doggy daycare a half day every week for dog socialization, and he's doing great. And when I picked him up this morning, I was told by the daycare people that he had a wonderful day and that he was very friendly and that his recall is getting much better.
Oh, great.
And I was really happy and very proud of him. And then I was like, oh, well done, Stanley. I'm so proud of you. And he gave me a little kissy.
Oh, great.
So I was particularly happy then.
Yeah, that's lovely. I think last time I was happy was my partner's birthday was this week, and gave her presents, and she was happy, and her happiness makes me happy.
Oh, so, that's really nice.
Yeah, on Tuesday.
My partner buys Air Jordans sometimes, and that makes him really happy.
Does that make you happy?
His happiness makes me happy.
Yeah, great.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
How do both of you retain such great hair? That's from Harry Johnston.
You just don't see the bad hair days.
Yeah. That's Zach's response. Mine is I spend money. So I'm very, very good at not spending a lot of money on expensive shit. I shop at Kmart, for example. Like, people might buy Bonds socks. I buy Kmart white ankle socks. Mm-hmm. Some people might buy their leggings from Lululemon. I buy mine from Cotton On. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But I do spend money on hair product, like expensive purple hair shampoo, to keep my hair from being brassy. I don't want brassy hair. It's very important to me that my hair remain without brass. So if you ever do see me with brassy hair, feel free to very politely tell me it's looking a bit brassy and I will appreciate that. Do not tell me that if my hair does not look brassy, because I'll be upset. So anyway, I have good purple hair shampoo, a very good conditioner, and don't wash your hair too often. I wash my hair like with shampoo and conditioner once to twice a week.
I can't find the name of it, but I use like a coconut gel that I put through my hair. I wash it and then I put this coconut gel through my hair, which gives it a thing called separation, and it creates the look. Basically, I went to a hairdresser I liked and I said to them, I like my hair 2 or 3 days after I've washed it, but I can't kind of land that well. How can I give it that look straight after a wash? And, and they gave me this product and it's really good. I wish I knew the name of it.
Fuck yeah.
Mish, I want to show you something. It's not audio, but I'll describe it to the listener. The other day, so we're looking after a dog at the moment, and the people whose dog it is, the foster agencies whose dog it is, gave us like a neckerchief to put on her collar. And the other day we put it on her head to make her look like an old European woman.
Oh, she looks like Strega Nonna. Oh, that's Nonna so
of the church.
Oh, stop it. Oh, God, this dog is so beautiful.
And we put her in a T-shirt. A nonna.
Oh, no, it's a nonna.
A nonna. Anyway. Oh, and this is her playing Xbox.
How much has your, like, photo library on your phone increased since you've...
Oh, it's a lot of dog pics. A
lot of dog pics.
But also she has skin problems, so it oscillates between cute photos and just, like, vicious oozing wounds.
Mine is mostly dog photos, and in and amongst, for every 20 dog photos, there is one screenshot of John Leguizamo's face for me to post on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of Zach selfies, a lot of cute photos of our dog, and then a lot of real fucked up photos of her skin.
Yeah. Your next question, mate.
Oh, my next question. Okay.
While Zach's looking, there's just a quick one here that says, Mish, where did you go to school in Tasmania? Can I say where I went to primary school in Tassie? They can't track me from that. Princess Street Primary School in Hobart. I went there till grade 3.
That's nice. Who is your favourite actor?
John Leguizamo is my favourite actor. But I will also say at the moment I'm really, really loving Emma Thompson. I would say that she is one of the best actors
ever. I really love comedic actors. Like it's less of a particular actor, but I have a real love of comedic actors doing serious roles. So
Jim Carrey
in
Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine. Robin Williams in
1 Hour Photo.
Well, in 1 Hour Photo, or in Robin Williams in
Dead Poets Society.
No, but they're both great.
Yeah,
but they're not the film. Do you want me to shut the fuck up? Robin Williams in, no, it's not your fault. I can't think of the name of the film. Good Will Hunting.
Oh yeah, fucking
is his monologue about his wife farting is just like profoundly beautiful.
So wonderful. That monologue was improvised.
Improvised.
Joni Hill. Wig. Kristen Wiig is so good. Mm. Joni Hill in Moneyball.
Jonah Hill in Moneyball. Brad Pitt in Moneyball is also great.
Brad Pitt in Moneyball's great.
Do you know what I love about Moneyball? Mm. Came out at a similar time to Friends with Benefits or Fuck Buddies or whatever. You know, there was two movies that came out at once. The one with Mila Kunis and JT, Justin Timberlake. There's a scene in that where they go for like on a date and then they eat hot dogs. And they're walking through New York eating hot dogs. And I was just like, sure, yes, I do believe that Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake will have the occasional hot dog, right? Mm. But I don't believe that they wouldn't, like, just blasely eat a hot dog between meals. I think they would go, yeah, I can have a hot dog.
Mm. I literally just suggested to you 15 minutes ago that we blasely eat some Nando's. between podcasts.
But I don't think Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, as they appear in that film, would go, yeah, I'll have a hot dog and be, like, cool about it. I think they would eat, like, half the hot dog. Do you know what I mean? And then, like, they'd put the rest.
Or they'd just be like, let's wait till Sunday when we have a cheat day.
Yeah, or they go, but it's a date, so maybe they're connecting, so maybe they go, let's get hot dogs. And they would eat half the hot dog and then save the other half of the hot dog for dinner.
Oh, God, right? I hate those people.
Right? But that's like that and that's fine, that's on them, but that movie really pissed me off because these are very beautiful, fit people and you never see them working out and you see them eating hot dogs in between meals, yeah. Right? And then I watched Moneyball, and there's, like, scenes of him just working out, like Brad Pitt just, like, going down to the gym and working out. And I was like, that needs to happen in movies more often because if someone looks like that and it's a realistic drama, then a lot of their time is taken up in the gym. Like, yeah. If we're looking at their life in a realistic way,
yeah.
It makes sense that there's a couple of scenes of them, like, doing weights. Like,
of course.
I'm fine with people with that physique in dramas, but, like, let's see them at the gym at least once to show that that's a part of their life.
Yes, 100%. I want a Rocky montage in every one of my films.
Well, just even, like even a scene in a romantic comedy with Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake with like, yeah, sure, meet me at my gym. And then like he can just be toweling off and like, hey, do you want to go get some hot dogs? Like that
is realistic.
Would make some sense for me. It's like, hey, yeah, cool, let's go get some hot dogs. But like I was just working out. Mm. That's a part of who I am as a person. Mm. But no, we see these people flubbing about, making love, eating hot dogs. No, thank you.
No, thank you. What is your favourite memory from being from your time as housemates?
The smokos on the patio, smokos on the porch.
Yeah.
Sitting on the couch having smokes. I didn't smoke as much as Mish.
Beg your pardon?
I didn't.
Why are you doing? Why are you I didn't drink as much as Zach.
Yeah, I know. I'm not throwing you under the... You smoked more than me. I was just saying I enjoyed the smokos more for the social than the... I would occasionally have a cigarette, but
with me, you would on the porch. We would get... So... We would come home, we would all have dinner, the four of us. So I lived with Zach, Sam Lingham, and a tall boy. I'm not saying his name because I don't know if he'd want us to.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
And we'd all eat dinner, and then we'd all, like, watch Skins or something. And then everyone would go to bed at 11, except Zach and I would go out for a quick smoke on the porch, but then we'd sit there for about 4 hours and just talk about uni and love. And music.
A lot of people, it's like this, but we didn't have microphones between us.
Yeah, pretty much it.
I love this question because it has a qualifier. Mm-hmm. What's your top three favourite spices? Let's keep it to spices, not herbs.
Okay. Top three. Smoked paprika.
Great.
In terms of the one I use the most, cumin.
Yep.
Garlic's not a spice, is it? Mm-mm. Fuck. Smoked paprika, cumin. Fuck, I love herbs, man.
Is chili a spice? I know chili is spicy.
If garlic is not, if garlic isn't, then chili isn't.
Okay.
And then we'll go with a garam masala, maybe.
It's more of a spice blend.
That's a spice blend. fuck.
I'm just dragging it out for you so I can think.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Definitely 100% smoked paprika is number one. Then we're going to chuck in the cumin. And, like, honestly, I would be backing it up with some serious herbs right now. This is all very spicy.
You're not allowed to.
Turmeric.
Oh! Yeah, I'm not really good with turmeric. Cumin absolutely is my number one.
Did you look up spices?
No, I'm trying to remember the name. I'm having a total mental blank of... the name of a spice I'm trying to think of. Cumin is number one. Very similar to you. Pepper?
Yeah, pepper counts.
Come on, not chili powder. Cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
So I go cumin, cayenne pepper, and these are tough ones, spices, because it's really about the blend, isn't it? Cumin, cayenne, and then I'm thinking a lot of herbs.
Yeah, it's really hard to not dip into the herbs. Ginger? No, because garlic and chili.
Nah, nah. Probably like a... Because it is really the...
What about a cardamom?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Are you looking up spices now?
No.
Yeah, well, it's okay. You've created this tension.
I am. I'm looking up spices. Let's...
But I definitely think a cayenne and a cumin are my top two. And then for number three, I've got to look it up.
Cloves?
Cloves are great and underrated, if you ask me.
Yeah, I would say so.
What else have we got here? Thai seasoning.
They just keep giving me a whole bunch of combination spice mixes.
Yeah, I understand the issue there. Let's look up master food spices.
Oh, mustard seeds.
Oh, mustard. I do love mustard seeds.
Nutmeg.
Yeah. Nutmeg is good.
Saffron.
Galangal. So there's too many, I think.
Yeah.
I really struggle with...
If I could just give one, I would say smoked paprika. Smoked paprika is my favourite spice.
Yeah, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with a paprika... Cumin and cayenne. How does that sound, Mish?
Yeah, I think that's great.
And I'm looking at some of the, a lot of the ones I'm thinking of are herbs. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I like this question.
Herbs. Yeah, go for it.
I think this is our last question.
All right.
What cult?
Cinnamon.
Oh, good, good. That's good.
I think I'm taking out paprika and I'm replacing it with cinnamon.
I'm going to go smoked paprika, cumin, cinnamon.
Yeah, I'm going to go cayenne, cinnamon. Cumin,
yeah,
but not in any order, in no particular order.
Well, smoked paprika. No, mine was in order.
Probably, if in order, mm-hmm. Cumin.
Yep.
Cinnamon, cayenne pepper.
Cute. What culture, music, movies, etc. did your parents like and expose you to as kids, and do you like it now?
My mum loved Simon and Garfunkel.
Uh-huh. And do you like them now?
Yeah, love them.
Yeah, my mum listened to a lot of Blondie when she was pregnant with me. Which I really like. I love Blondie. Debbie Harry is the tits. And also my mum was really, really into, I've mentioned this in previous episodes, really into MGM musicals.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so that really got me. And she loved Led Zeppelin. And I really like Led Zeppelin. So
I don't know if my parents really loved movies. They watch movies, but I think movies are very much a thing I found and fell in love with on my own.
Mm.
DVDs with the DVD generation.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's a Q&A with Mish.
I got a question for you, Mish.
Yeah.
Can I have a high five?
Yeah, you can have a high five.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.